Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty Yahweh promises to gather everyone he gathers. I am a Hebrew. We are Hebrews.
I am a Hebrew, born in Arkansas.
I am a Hebrew, I was born in Texas.
I am a Hebrew, and I am from Florida.
I'm a Hebrew, and I was born in California.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in San Diego, California.
I'm a Hebrew, I was born in Indiana.
I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Spain.
私は Hebrew で、日本で生まれました。
Soy hebrea, nací en Puerto Rico.
I am a Hebrew from West Africa, Liberia.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Straight Lake.
We are Hebrew.
Over my sister.
Shalom, shalom, daughters of Zion. Blessings to you all. This is Sister Jennifer, coming to you from Straightway, Georgia. I am solo tonight. Well, not really solo. I'm without Sister Ashley. You know, as a daughter of Zion, you as you increase your talents that Yah has given you, you start to wear many hats. And that's the case with Sister Ashley, and her duties call her to be elsewhere tonight. So I just thank you all for tuning in with us tonight. I see some zeros in the chat room. I just want to do a really quick sound check. It looks like people are starting to come back in. I think we had some difficulties in the beginning, and our saints actually just called right back in. So we are, looks like we're getting tens, so we should be good to go. Thank you so much, saints. It's an honor to be here with you tonight. You know, I don't take it lightly that the Father has entrusted us to really just come into His presence and to speak His words. You know, the words that we use are not our own, and we don't take it lightly. And I'm so thankful that we can all learn and listen together. I just want to acknowledge our Heavenly Father who truly knows us. He knows everything about us, you know, our faults, our inadequacies. He created us. He knows how fearfully and wonderfully made we are. And he still loves us enough to just correct us and to get us on the righteous track to serve him without any hypocrisy whatsoever. And he's so deserving of all of us, daughters of Zion, every single part of our being, of our nefesh, he's deserving of it. And I pray that that is what you offer him. You know, what you offer him is all of you, and that it's holy and that it's righteous, and that the offering that you're sending up to him is not a stench. I just want to acknowledge my head, Elder Rufus, for his direction, his guidance, and his leading. I appreciate, you know, the time that he not only takes to pour into his immediate family, but just what he does for Israel, you know, the pouring into Israel and the multiple phone calls that he takes and the labor that goes on behind the scenes that no one sees. I truly appreciate it. I really do. And I just want to acknowledge Pastor Dow for being a pastor after Yah's own heart, for ruling and being a shepherd over Yah's people with a holy and righteous fear. You know, we're so blessed to be in a ministry such as this, Straightway Truth Ministries, and we should not take this for granted. This is not, you know, you will not get another opportunity like this in the world or anywhere else. I never had this opportunity in Christianity, and it really is an honor to finally just be learning the truth, and just learning who I am, learning my role, and to be able to operate in it. So that's all I have, Daughters of Zion. I just want to give you a couple of reminders about Passover. Please just make sure, Daughters of Zion, that that we are getting ourselves right with the Most High, that we're getting our hearts right. Again, like I said earlier, he knows us. He knows everything about us. He created us. And so we can't put on this facade or this cover or this fake face like he doesn't know who we are. We just really need to come clean and really need to purpose in our hearts to be righteous and to be holy because he's so deserving of it. I want to just put out there the Be a Blessing list. Please go on to YouTube and check out the Be a Blessing list. I want you to... make sure that you look at the update, too, because there's an updated list on there as well. So check out the Be a Blessing list. The Be a Blessing list is actually a list that was created so that when we go to the feast, we can actually go and be a blessing to the Straightway Saints. You know, every time they host us, they give us everything. I mean, everything that they've got. They are lovers of hospitality. They never shortchange anything. They always, you know, give us the greatest, the best. So I just pray that when we go, we can be a blessing and bring the plates, the forks. You know, whatever is on that list, make sure you go on to the Straightway Help Meets website on YouTube and check out that video that was done. Also, I just want to make an announcement about CareL, the CareL products. CareL is offering special prices for the feast days and is exclusively for the Straightway family. So please pre-order via email, and you can do that at info@straightwaycreations.com. That is info@straightwaycreations.com, or you can go to the website www.carel.com, and you're going to for the feast, everything will be pre-order. So if you go to the website or you email, Sister Carol will email you back with your invoice so that you can make the payment. The CareL store will not be open during Passover or unleavened bread, so please order now and pick up your order during the feast. So I repeat, the CareL store will not be open during Passover or unleavened bread. So order now and pick up your order during the feast days. So, you know, it's a blessing that Mother is offering special pricing. So take advantage of this. Please make sure that you listen to the instruction. Don't get to the feast and ask if you can place an order. It's already been, you know, put out there. The Care Elf store will not be open during Passover, so make sure that you pre-order now. If you have any questions, you can call the dining hall to get clarity. Well, tonight, we actually are going to do something, you know, a little different tonight. We have a dear, dear sister that wanted to call in last week and share a testimony. And Sister Ashley spoke with her, and her testimony was so great and so impactful that, you know, we thought it would be good to have this sister on for another show. So today is that day, and we'll be hearing from her. We may have another special guest that will call in a little bit later as well, an honored guest. And then we have someone else that we'll be hearing from as well. So we have a few calls lined up. But what I'm going to do now is let's take a ministry break, and we'll give everybody a chance to go ahead and get signed in, and then we'll be online with our special caller.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah, the King is coming. I think I see a number in here that I recognize, and I'm going to go ahead and bring this call up. Shalom, you are live on the air. Can you hear me? Area code 615.
Shalom.
Shalom, it's Sister Ashley. Bless you, Sister Ashley. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing really well. Bless you all. Can you hear me? I'm traveling in a loud truck, so are you able to hear my voice well?
I hear you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just wanted to greet everyone from a distance tonight. You know, I'm not used to calling in from a cell phone to my own show, but I'm listening just like each of you, and I hope that you're all encouraged, as I always am on Thursday night. So I'm encouraged about the phone calls that will be coming in. I do want to just leave this in your mind, that with 3 weeks left, 3 weeks left before Passover, find some time to fast for the Father. Find some time to really set yourself apart from everything that you got going on, all the, you know, hectic running to and fro, and really, really seek His face, really dig deep. It's a time of great seriousness, and I hope that you already have that in your heart and in your spirit. It's time to draw nigh unto Him. Of course, pre-arrangements tonight conflicted with the time of the show, so I'm just not going to be able to host, but I will enjoy it from this end. Bless y'all, Sister Jennifer. Thank you for continuing and being able to stand when I'm absent.
Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. It's my pleasure. And thank you so much for calling in and giving your words. You know, it's an honor to be able to serve you tonight. So I pray that you can just sit back and listen and enjoy. Bless you, Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
All right. That was our dear Sister Ashley. I'm going to bring our next caller up. But as I bring her up, I want to tell you what we want to do tonight. You know, there's an accusation out there about our ministry. There's many accusations out there about our ministry. But one accusation that you could potentially hear is that this ministry breaks up homes. This ministry forces people to abandon their children. This ministry, breaks up marriages. And so I wanted this sister to actually come on tonight and give her testimony. She has a really powerful testimony. We have another sister that has a lot to offer as far as a testimony as well that I believe would completely dismantle that accusation. This is going to be a firsthand account, a firsthand experience that this sister is going to share with us tonight. And we have Sister Melissa. This is Brother Mike's wife. And she's going to be sharing with us her personal account of some things that, you know, would just really be helpful for us. And it's going to dismantle that lie that, you know, straightway breaks up families, because there's nothing true about that statement. So, Sister Melissa, welcome. Thank you so much for being prompt and you're calling in. And it's an honor to have you on the show. Thank you for agreeing to be here tonight. You want to greet the saints?
Shalom, Sister Jennifer. Shalom, saints. Oh, thank you for taking my call. And I just want to say I am so thankful to the Father for being able to be on the show tonight. Blessings unto Him. And to thank my Master for letting me share this testimony. And also to Pastor Dow for being such a righteous example. And first off, me and Brother Mike, we have four boys, and that's like ranging from ages 28 to 17. So we've been married for a long time. And I mean, I'm not going to say that. The thought that I was having, because I'm trying to be serious about this, because it is really a serious issue. I have gotten out of my feelings and emotions with the situation, because at first it was shocking, but as the book says, the Messiah, in Matthew, he says, "Think not that I have come to send peace on this earth, but I came to bring a sword." You know, he that's the divide,
okay,
right there. And then, right, Sister Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. So let's back up a little bit and let's tell everybody, what is the quote-unquote situation? Tell us what you're going to share with us tonight that will help bring clarity. What did you go through? What did
okay.
your family go through?
What did my family go through? When we came to the knowledge of the truth, when my husband led us to the knowledge of the truth, we followed Pastor Dow in Straightway, and we came out. We got out of the city. We moved to be set apart, us and three of our sons, and I have a daughter-in-law also and three grandchildren that they have, and we moved out, came out, got set apart, and one of our sons had fell away. You still there, Sister Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I was intently listening.
Okay.
Yes,
I just wanted to, you asked me for clarification, so that's
yes,
what
ma'am.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Okay, so one of your sons fell away. So let me
yeah.
ask you this. Can you talk to me about, you know, because as women, as a mother, we are wired a little differently, well, a lot differently than a man. So can you
yes,
talk
ma'am.
To me about how the father led you through the emotions, you know, of having a son fall away? You know, you're listening to Pastor Dial, you're coming into the faith together, and then you have one who falls away, even though you have, you know, taught him everything that you could about righteousness. You know, talk to me about how the father led you through the emotions and led you towards reason.
I'm so thankful to him because it did hurt, you know. It was kind of shocking a little bit, like, are you serious? We left the city and we come all the way out here and you just give up. You just throw in the towel. You just give up the fight. And so how I dealt with it, feeling it with the emotions, was I just prayed and asked the Father to give me strength, because number one, a wise sister told me that they don't belong to us anyway, in which that is true. And so when he fell away, being a part of this ministry, I was like, wow, he wicked. That's the only thing I could think of, was he didn't love the Father, because if you love him, you will abide in him. You will stay with him, because he will give you the desires of your heart. And being a young man and not knowing, well, I can't even say he don't know, because see, I'm moving a little bit too fast, because I did take a few notes, and pastor did a Sabbath service on 10/28/17 when he was saying this was the Torah portion before he started, you know, the service. And he said, we are not unique and special as a people. Even though we are special in his eyes, we talk about things in this ministry that other people refuse to talk about, either because they ignore it or it's not popular or they're afraid to touch on these subjects. And that's what we're touching on tonight, as far as your children just being disobedient or thinking you don't know anything when there's nothing new under the sun. You know, they
yes,
think
ma'am.
You're old, you're out of touch, you have no idea what you're talking about, you know, since PlayStation is newer than Atari, you know, or whatever have you. I just don't understand, Sister Jennifer, why they – I do understand. So I will not say that, because I understand, because the example that we have in this ministry, Pastor and Mother Carol, is the best example for dealing with our children, because those that preach the gospel live the gospel. So we're seeing this example live before us, and our children and us are without excuse when we leave the Father.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. I think it's very important to bring out the point that you brought up, you know, how Yah will give you the desires of your heart. And
yes.
That's really important to remember. You know, if you find yourself, you know, those who have walked away from this ministry, it's not that the ministry itself, you know, the ministry itself does not break up homes. No, that's not what happens. Yah actually will give them the desires of their heart. And like you said, you realized that your son was wicked. You just realized it. And Yah gave him the desire of his heart. So if it's righteous or if it's wicked, you are going to receive your own way. Whatever you desire, that's what you're going to receive. And, you know, I want to bring up soul ties because I believe that as mothers, you know, we really have to work hard at making sure that we don't have unrighteous soul ties with our children. Because if you have an unrighteous soul tie, you're not going to make the decision that you need to make. You know, Sister Melissa, in your case, no one twisted your arm, you know, to separate you from your son. The separation happened as a result of his decision. Is that correct?
That is totally correct. And it happened so much as his decision that he had a choice to make. His dad asked him, okay, do you want to go live your life or go to this a brother's camp that we call being the straightway boot camp and come back and pass over when you get yourself together? And he chose to go to the camp. And no one twisted his arm. He just chose to leave. And that would have been fine if he would have said he wanted to go live his own life. That would have been totally fine. But these children in this now, they just don't understand. They cannot defeat the devil. Here we are in this ministry. I'm messed up. I'm not going to say everybody messed up, but pretty much we all have been out there in that world, and we fight in sin, hell, and the devil. We repenting. We trying to get rid of these spirits, and they trying to run to go get them. What sense does that make?
Yes, ma'am. You know, that's a really good point. You know, you said we're fighting sin, hell, and the devil. And we truly are. And there's never a moment when you're not fighting. And so to have someone run back to the world and go back to that, it truly is a sad and fearful thing. And it's something that, you know, we have to really purpose in our heart to have the fear of Yah so that we never want to look back. We never, ever want to return to our own vomit at all.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You know, you mentioned your husband, you know, giving your son the opportunity to make a decision. Can you please talk about how it helps to have the strength of a righteous husband, you know, the strength of a righteous husband to really help to guide you and to not be turned over to your own emotions as a woman?
Sister Jennifer, it's funny that, I mean, it's such a blessing. Don't get me wrong. It is totally a blessing. But Sister Jennifer, I really didn't get too emotional about the situation because once he left the camp, I just turned his bedroom into a storage room. I just kept moving forward. I didn't have time to sit up here and be wanting to find him or, you know, because we didn't know where he went. We knew what state he was in, but we had no idea. He don't even know the people that he with. You know what I mean? But it's like, how could you go where you are and just have no disregard in letting anybody know, which we were fine either way, whatever you decided to do, but you could have had a regard in being be an honorable stand-up man and let your brother knew that you were leaving. But he didn't. You know what I mean? And so back to Pastor's Sabbath service when he was saying that we touch on these subjects, you know, because everybody are afraid to, because anytime you adopt a hands-off attitude, the Hasatan in his kingdom, you are on his side. So I'm not trying to be on his side and adopt that attitude.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
And I'm not trying to go to, I'm not saying where he is going, but I'm not going back that way with you because I've been there, done that, and I'm not going to hell in a handbasket. I'm striving for righteousness.
Hallelujah. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Ma'am. You know, Elder always says that, you know, when you are walking this walk, we never go back. You know, there's always progression. You always move forward. And he always, you know, says forward, forward. We always move forward. And it's so true. And if you don't deal with the unrighteous soul ties that you could have with your children, you'll find yourself looking back. You'll find yourself looking back. And we've talked about Lot's wife, you know, and the reason that she looked back, because of the children. Because of the children, that's why she looked back. And so it's really important, Daughters of Zion, that we really deal with these soul ties. And you'll find that if you have children in the world, that, you know, the conversation and the communication is going to become just so little, so little, to the point where it won't even exist anymore, because you don't have anything in common to discuss. You have nothing in common to even talk about. You know, I had a son that I raised in Christianity, and when we found the truth, or, you know, the truth found us, I remember going to him and saying, everything that I taught you was wrong. Everything in Christianity that I taught you was wrong. And I sent him, you know, information on the ministry, sent him information, some Pastor Dial videos, and I left it up to him to follow. But at that point, I had to, you know, just pretty much leave it in Yah's hands and not walk in the guilt and the condemnation that, you know, we can walk in, thinking that, well, it's our fault because, you know, I raised him in Christianity. No, we have to repent and go forward. Repent and go forward.
Hallelujah.
You know, so it sounds like you're realizing, you know, who your family really is, because of the expectation that your husband brings in your family. So you're realizing that, you know, what family really is and who your family really is. Is there anything you wanted to add?
Yes, ma'am. You like you were saying, you just train up the child in the way to go. And that's all we have. It's not my fault. I will not let the adversary be like, oh, trying to blame shift and, oh, it's your fault. No, because if we look at the indigenous of our ancients of the book, you know, we have Adam and Eve, where there was Cain and Abel, and Cain murdered his brother. Okay, I wouldn't want to see anything like that, but those were parents that one of their child had murdered the other brother. Like, are you serious? And then we have Noah with Shem, Ham, and Japheth. They saw their father being found in grace with the Most High. He had grace with the Most High. The Most High told him about what the cubics and everything that he needed to do to build the ark. They saw all of those people who died in the flood, they died. So when they came out of that ark and they were the only 8 daggone souls, you mean to tell me that Ham going see his father's nakedness and then go get his brothers? Like, are you serious, dude? You're kidding me, right? And now these children here, thankful to the Most High that he gave us the rainbow as the covenant, but he coming back with fire, and you want to keep going out here to these wicked women? He only found one man among 1,000. He ain't found a woman. He found none, and you want to go out here and you think you're going to change these wicked ass women of the world? Are you serious? You're kidding
me, ma'am.
Right?
Yes, ma'am. Looks like we got some technical difficulties on our end. Saints, please give me a sound check. I'm getting some areas where it's cutting out a little bit, and so what we're going to do
what
is
about now? Okay.
It's actually fine now. I just want to see if we need to make any adjustments on our end. So, but yes, Sister Melissa, I really appreciate your passion. You know, we really truly don't understand who Yah is because of what Christianity has taught us, what this world has taught us. We have no idea who he is until we come to this truth. We have no idea of what his requirements are, you know, what he desires of us. And so we truly have to meet his requirements, not our own requirements, you know, the things that we have in our own wicked hearts. So it's really important that we meet his requirements and not our own. So before I let you go, did you want to add anything else? I really appreciate you sharing your testimony. It really means a lot to us tonight.
Hallelujah. I just stay with your feet planted. Don't think that world got anything to offer, because it don't, because it hated him. It just really don't. And Pastor preached on Proverbs 6:16 about the six things that y'all hate this past Shabbat. And that is just so powerful that it's just, oh my gosh. Sister Jennifer, I'm sorry, I'm having technical difficulties over here. I got a little passionate, got beside myself out here.
it's okay. I appreciate the passion. You know, we all should have that love for the Father far above anything else. Our love for the Father should supersede our love over anything else. So I appreciate you having the passion and coming on here tonight. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to have another caller call in. We're going to hear from Sister Hadassah. She's going to share with us tonight. She has a story about separation when it comes to natural family. And I believe that she will help bring some clarification to us as well. So bless you, Sister Melissa, and we look forward to seeing you at Passover.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Shalom.
Shalom.
Bless you.
All right, daughters, we're going to take a short break. Thank you so much for being with us, and hold tight.
3.
It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an initial mist of 10 strings, upon a psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, O Yah, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in thy hand. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It's good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name. Those that planted in the house of Yah shall flourish in the courts of Yah. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that Yah is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name. Some are praise to sing with our voice and string. Some are praise him. He is the Elohim of the Israelites. He is Yahweh, our sovereign King. It is good to give unto thy name. O Most High, O Most High,
Hallelujah. I really like that psalm. You know, he is the Elohim of the Israelites. He is Yahweh, our sovereign king. Hallelujah. When I hear that, it just really resonates in my spirit. He is the Elohim of the Israelites. He is Yahweh, our sovereign king. So bless the name of the Most High. You know, it was an honor having Sister Melissa on with us, and we're going to bring up Sister Hadassah. And she's going to just share with us a little bit about, you know, dismantling the accusation that straightway breaks up families. You know, straightway they twist your arm and they make you separate from your family. And, you know, once you join their quote unquote cult, you can't contact your family members. And, you know, all those accusations, we just really want to tear down with the truth. So, Sister Hadassah, thank you so much for being on the broadcast once again. Can you please greet the saints?
Shalom, saints. It is so nice to be on here with you again. I pray you all are doing very well. And bless you, Mother, and bless you, Pastor Dow.
Hallelujah. Okay, so we're talking tonight, Sister Hadassah, about we're bringing out soul ties a little bit, but we're talking about the myth, you know, the accusation, the lie that straightway divides families, you know, and makes individuals disconnect from family. You know, you have a story that you can tell because you've experienced this personally. Can you just share with us what you can that would help bring some light to all these accusations, please?
Yes, ma'am. I once had a mother who was in the faith at this time, and maybe several years ago. What happened is we ended up coming in. I came in first, and then she came in to the faith shortly after, and we began to walk this walk together. But over a course of time, the father just began to show that our paths would be different eventually. So about, I would say, a year to maybe two before she actually left the faith, the father had begun to separate. And I want to stress that the father began to separate. And how he did that is the speech became different. During that time, there were some teachings going forth that if you did not love the Father, and you did not plead to be grounded within His Word, that you could have easily walked away from the faith, walked away from the Father at that time. And signs were beginning to be shown that one of us was going to walk away eventually. So at that time, the conversations, they began to shorten. And this was nothing that was spoken. This was nothing that was planned on our behalf. Straightway had nothing to do with it. In fact, my mother was well loved by many. Everyone that she met, she was very likable, very lovable. But the father simply had different plans for the two of us. So over a course of time, as the time drew near for her to depart from the faith, the conversations, they became even less. And eventually, a situation occurred one day where she shared some information with me that was totally opposite of what Yah would have me to do. And at that time, I had to make a stand. I decided I wanted Yah. I wanted Yah more than I wanted my mother. So at that time, I followed the instructions that my husband gave to me, a very sound man. I followed the instructions that he gave to me. And at that time, the separation began. It was severed. Our relationship was severed at that time. It was not easy to deal with those things, but it was necessary. And in the meantime, again, straight way, no one was saying, you should not talk to your mother, you should not do this, you should not do that. It was nothing of the sort. In fact, several brothers and sisters, because that's what she was. She was a sister. They were asking, how's she doing? Have you heard from her? Things of that nature. They were still concerned about her soul during that time. So in no wise do straightway break up families. In fact, they strengthen families. They strengthen us. So I just, that's the part that I have to share. Did that answer your question?
Yes, ma'am, it did answer my question. And, you know, I think what is important to bring out is that, you know, the father, he does the, you know, when you're dealing with soul ties and you're understanding spiritual warfare, you understand when you start to get into the dangerous position of loving something more than the father. And so he starts to really bring that in line. And you start to really deal with those soul ties, and separation could happen before the separation actually happens, if that makes sense. Can you share with us one of the most important things that the Father has ministered to you through all this that would really help strengthen, you know, the daughters of Zion, the mothers, the daughters, anybody who has a natural family member who may be in the faith and who may be wavering, you know, what's the most important thing that the Father ministered to you through all of this?
The most important thing that he ministered was first to keep my distance, to be rooted in him. And by doing that, that means that I need to be around his people. His people, they are sound. They love him. They're talking about the Father. He made that very clear that that is who I needed to be around. Not only that, guarding myself from bitterness, because yes, she did depart from the faith. She departed from the Father. That is what hurts. Keeping that in perspective, that's another soul that is now gone, counted out, decided to go back to the world. So during that time, the most important thing, and even now, would just be making sure that I could still have a tender heart, but I don't need to talk to my mother. I could see my mother today and greet her lovingly, but I know I can't have a relationship with you because we don't serve the same master. So that would be the biggest thing, is to be able to keep your distance without bitterness in your heart, because that's what's going to help you to keep things in the right perspective, to remind you that that's another person too. Did that make sense?
Yes, ma'am, it made perfect sense. You know, you brought up a few great points that, you know, it's never okay to be bitter. Even when you have people who leave the faith, it's never okay to be bitter, because bitterness is something that will take root in your own body and it will affect you. And so under no circumstances are we even allowed to even entertain the voice of bitterness at all. You know, and it's also, I thought it was very good that you thought about how the Father strengthens families. You know, straightway, they strengthen families. They don't break up. They don't divide families at all. And so I want to talk a little bit about, if you can just help us on, you know, ask Sister Melissa the same question, but talk about how, you know, you talked about your husband, how he helped a lot, but in your personal time with the Father and in him dealing with you, how did the Father lead you through the emotions, to not get tangled up in the emotions and really towards reason?
That for me was that was difficult. That was very difficult for me, because I knew that I wanted the Father. And so my prayers remained, Father, I want you more than I want my mother. This is exactly what I would say to the Father. I want you more than I want my mother. I want you more than I want any other relationship. And the more and more that I kept praying that. I kept praying that. The strength began to come. It began to come. It got easier. Day by day, it got easier. And I knew it was nothing but the Father that helped to strengthen me. Just that closeness, talking to Him, being intimate with Him, that is what got me through. And it has me in a place today where I can still deal with that relationship accordingly, where it can still be where I can still be pleasing to Him in my dealings. But I simply had to ask Him. It may have been a year that I had to ask Him repeatedly, "I want you more than I want my mother," and constantly. I just made sure that I stood on the rock. I made sure that I stood on the rock. I repeated His word. I spoke His word over me, and that is what got me through. That is how He kept me. I'm sorry, did that answer your question?
Looks like I ran into some difficulty, and I connected a different way. Can you all hear me? Can I get a sound check?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
I could hear you talking, so thank you so much for continuing. But the answer that you gave was great, and gave me time that I needed to actually do what I needed to get connected back in. But, you know, I really appreciate your sound advice, your sound words. We have a lot of new people coming into the ministry. And, you know, with a lot of new people coming into the ministry, it really is a delicate thing to understand and know. You know, like Pastor says, your family, they are not always going to want to hear about this truth. So you really have to discern and understand what it means to save yourself, you know, to save your own soul. And it may seem selfish, you know, you can't allow yourself to feel guilty at all. You can share when the Father desires for you to share, but for the most part, you really need to be concerned about yourself and make sure that you're strengthened in the word yourself so that you can achieve salvation. So I really appreciate you coming on here and sharing with us. And what we'll do, Sister Adasa, we're going to go ahead and let you go. And I'll take another little short break, and then I'll share just a little bit more with y'all, and then we'll call it a night from there. So thank you so much, Sister Adasa, and bless you, and shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High YAH. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah. Shalom, the King is coming. Thank you all so much for just bearing with me tonight as I just kind of get through these little difficulties. I'm not used to hosting, so not making excuses, but I guess I need to host a little bit more so I can get more familiar with the equipment and everything so that you all don't have a delay on your end and everything will go smooth. So thank you for your patience. I just want to bring something up here. I got some information from Mother Carol, and so let me pull it up. It says, Brother LaRod and Sister Danielle of Kansas City caught fire 2 days ago, destroying all of their personal belongings. The home is no longer in livable conditions. They were helping assist a homeless family who the mother is expecting to deliver any day now. When the woman's little girl got a hold of some matches and she lit the trash bin on fire. So Straightway Ministries is setting up a PayPal account for any and all monies to help get the family situated. They are in need of clothing, food, and school supplies. They have 5 girls, ages 7 and under, and they have 1 boy that's 14 months old. Pastor is going to put the link out for us as soon as everything is set up, and we will go from there. So just please stay tuned, saints, and be in prayer for Brother LaRod and Sister Danielle of Kansas City, and, you know, just really wait for this information to come out so that you can help in any way that you can. This is, you know, really serious. This, I tell you, the devil is really fighting this dead season, and he is not letting up. But, you know, these are the types of things that, you know, these saints are faithful saints. Sister Danielle is very faithful. I see the videos that she's posting. She puts on YouTube educational videos. She's always working with her children, and, you know, she really is a good mother to her husband's children. And so I just thank the Father for a ministry such as this, and make sure that you're really looking out for the information to come out. The PayPal account will come out, and you can give, you know, as the need is there. So thank you all, saints, so much for tuning in tonight. And more than likely, Pastor Dow will give you more information tomorrow night on his broadcast. But that's all we have at this time, and I thank you all so much for just tuning in with us. I thank you, Sister Melissa and Sister Hadassah, for the testimonies tonight. Really meant a lot. Make sure that we're really checking our hearts on these soul ties when we're dealing with these children. Make sure that your hearts are right, saints, with the Most High. Love Him first. He is our first love. So make sure that we are loving Him first. Pray for Brother LaRod and Sister Danielle's family. Please keep them lifted. Keep the man of Yah lifted. Please just make sure that you're holding up his arms, and make sure that you're praying for the leaders in the ministry as well. They don't have a light job at all, but they do it with just such a joyful heart, and it's an honor and a blessing with how they give. They truly are cheerful givers. So blessings to you all, Daughters of Zion. Truly love you all, and just look forward to seeing you soon at the feast. Shalom, shalom.